CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. I'm Cassandra, and I'm here with you today. And I just want to extend an additional thank you to Tyler Young for coming on the show last segment. We were talking about dating, online dating, and have you found Mr. or Mrs. Right? And I do appreciate that he came on the show. This segment, we have shamanic healer Christina Pratt, and we're going to talk about following your heart. And right now, we're going to go right back to CJ.
Hi, everyone. This is CJ Liu, and I have Christina Pratt, and we're talking about follow your heart. Now, following your heart. Now, I spent probably the vast majority of my time in life working in corporations, kind of going through the motions of going through the rat race, and I can tell you I was not really following my heart. I was following my mind. And I've probably spent a good 40 years of my life following my mind, not even knowing the distinction between what it meant to follow your mind versus follow your heart. So it was always kind of mysterious to me when people said, follow your heart. I'm like, what does that mean? And today we have Christina Pratt, who is a shamanic healer, and she's been over the last 20 years developing a body of work to bring practical life skills to people. And I wanted her to tell us how do we practically follow our heart. So welcome, Christina.
Good morning, or afternoon, actually, CJ. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, so what does it mean? What does it mean to follow your heart? What does it mean to you as a shamanic healer?
Well, I think the important thing for Westerners when we talk about this is we tend to polarize energies. It's either I follow my mind or I follow my heart, and it leads to a sort of a chaotic life. It's kind of like what most of us do in our 20s.
Uh-huh.
Pretty spastic, right?
Yes.
And I think we need to have a more Taoistic understanding, which is that both the mind and the heart need to contribute to our decisions. And they need to contribute equally. We need to pay attention equally to both, I guess I would say. And what happens to a lot of people raised in America is that we're well into our 20s or 30s or 40s before we realize we have absolutely no idea what our heart really wants to do at all.
It's so true.
It's because we haven't listened.
Yeah.
And I don't know, when people don't listen to me, I go away and talk to someone who wants to talk to me, you know. And so part of it is our heart's a little grumpy with us and doesn't really want to talk to us.
You're like, you've been ignoring me for the last 40 years, and now you want to talk to me? Seriously.
And now you want me to solve all your problems?
Yeah.
Now you want me to fix your life? You haven't been listening for years. And so I think, you know, one of the first things to think about is, you know, you have to court your heart back into relationship with you so you can actually have a conversation. And you know, and once you do, the thing is not to think about it as an either-or situation, but that the information the heart has to offer needs to just be contributed into the conversation you're having internally about what to do in your life.
Okay, so first, let's break this down. So first, how do you court your heart? What does it look like? Do you go on a date? What does it look like?
On a date, it's already too late. No. I was actually just got back from teaching, and there was this wonderful young woman there in the class whose mother is Malay, and there's a Malay saying that I can't actually say in Malay. But anyway, the translation is, tap your heart 3 times and ask what it wants. And so the idea is, you know, our mind has constantly got this story running. You know, true or false, it's got a story running, and we actually have to choose to stop paying attention to that for a moment. And I just like the saying, because just the idea of, you know, tap your heart 3 times, you know, hello, what would you like to say? You know, what would you like to contribute?
And so we have to do it on purpose. So when we tap our heart 3 times, we hear something. And how do we know that it's our heart talking versus our mind talking?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting and sort of complex thing, because honestly, in the beginning, we don't. That's really kind of the problem. And so back to the courting the heart, which is a bigger question. And I think one of the things that we don't realize as Americans is that the morning, right when we wake, is a very potent time. And many of us wake up grumpy and we just want coffee and we sort of skip over this moment that we're coming out of sleep and we're coming out of dreams and we're actually coming out of, if we've been sleeping well, a nighttime conversation with our heart and soul. Mm. And so that is the most potent time. And I mean like 5 minutes. Mm. 5 minutes to just lie there and just before you're totally running into what needs to go on in your day, just stop and breathe and focus your energy, your awareness, your consciousness in your actual physical heart. And just imagine yourself, you know, like a little mini-me, in your heart. And ask the heart to emerge as someone you can talk to. And let your imagination, which has just come out of the dream anyway, so you've been imagining things all night long, allow that potency to become this ongoing conversation in the heart that begins with this little starting every morning when you're already almost there. You're just coming out of that time. And mm-hmm. just check in. How are you feeling today? What might you want to do today?
Interesting.
It's a very important time.
Yeah, I like the idea of doing it in the morning when you're already kind of in a hypnotic state. You're not really thinking quite clearly, so your mind hasn't, like, turned on.
Right, you know, you're warm, you're cozy, it's intimate, it's sweet, yeah.
Yeah, so when you wake up in the morning, then, is it this when you have a conversation with your heart? And what does the conversation sound like? If we were to have a dialogue and we were to, like, listen to the dialogue between yourself and your heart, what does it sound like? What questions do you ask?
Well, I was actually thinking about this kind of two ways, because when I was single, I actually committed a lot of time in the morning to this because I really wanted to understand not only what is my heart path in life, you know, what am I doing, why am I here, but also, you know, how might I do this with someone else instead of doing the whole thing alone, right? And so I had a lot of conversations with my heart in the morning. And, you know, and so that was not just the kind of waking up that I just talked about where it's just checking in with my heart now that I'm conscious. I'm not sleeping, but I'm conscious and kind of inviting that, inviting my conscious mind to stay there for a while. And so I would get up, I'd make a cup of tea, because I'm a shamanic practitioner, I would go first to my altar and, you know, call in the energies at my altar and then go into my Qigong practice. And that whole thing is this big, long conversation, actually, with my heart. Because all of those things are things that we do to cultivate an inner conversation other than the dominant one, which is us talking to our heads.
Mm. Okay, so you actually, this sounds like an hour or hour and a half of time talking to your heart.
Right, and so a lot of people don't necessarily have that time to commit initially, and that's why I just said, you know, everybody could spend 5 minutes cozy in bed doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do now, because I'm not single, is actually the first thing that I do in the morning is roll over to my sweetheart, and we just have this moment in the morning that is just about connecting in our hearts. Mm-hmm. We don't really say much. We just, and mostly we talk about what we might have dreamt last night.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And then we sit up in bed, wrap the covers around us, and then we set our intention. We have our 3 or 4 minutes of communicating with the big universe about our intention for our life, each of us individually. And so now we're each in our individual conversation with our heart. Mm. You know, that I give gratitude for my life, and I ask you to help me to live a life of an open heart. And then whatever the intention is of the kind of life my heart wants me to be living.
Mm. Okay, then, so how does the mind come into play? So, oh gosh, we have 2 more minutes, but I'm going to ask this in the next segment. But here's the dilemma, and then we'll talk about it in the next segment. The dilemma is the mind goes, wait, the kids have to get up by this time,
right,
and they need to be out the door, so you need to go down and get breakfast. And, you know, the mind is
right,
already planning, organizing.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, and that's why you have to steal that first 5 to 10 minutes.
Say that again. Sorry.
You just have to steal that very first waking up 5 to 10 minutes.
Ah, I see.
For you and your heart.
I see. So you wake up 5 or 10 minutes earlier than you normally would so that
exactly,
your mind can be like calm down and say, all right, okay, I'm going to think about this for 5 or 10 minutes. But then even when I do that, my mind is kind of kicking in like, really? Isn't it time yet? What time is it? Has it been 5 minutes?
Well, the mind's job is actually to help us to make sure we say that intention exactly the same way every day.
Okay.
So the mind has a task to do that really helps the heart, because the heart can be all over the place, right? And so the mind helps you find the right words and to say it again and again, so it becomes like a prayer or a blessing. And that's what helps intention really work, is that we don't say it differently every day. It's not a creative process. It's really
right, so you use your mind in the best way in which a mind can be used, which is to remember.
It's focus.
Love that. Okay.
Clarify.
So
we're
going to be back, and we're going to be talking about how, when you've listened to your heart, what are some of the things your heart actually wants? And we're talking about Christina Pratt, who actually has listened to her heart. So we're going to be what some hearts want. We'll be right back.